This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the caller can get a sentence out without the music coming on or the break coming on or me interrupting. Let me get a word in edgewise. They'll be able to make his point. Is he being positive? Is he being negative? I don't know. I'm not grabbing about the caller.
Positive.
He sounds like a... No. Hold on. You sound like a great guy. I'm apologizing for the music and everything else cutting in. I went to your call too late. I was getting mad at the doctor, not you. I apologize. Go ahead.
2005, my life changed. My parents thought I was depressed, so they took me to the doctor. They put me on Paxil. That put me into a manic state. And so now I'm bipolar, and I'm on 6 meds, and I've had 4 hospitalizations.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, brother.
So the doctor is more concerned about how they might react with my meds, and I'm fine taking the meds. I can handle the chemical warfare. And I started listening. My last hospitalization was 2011. I started listening to you in 2012, and... You really give a voice to people who feel like they're alone and think they're the only ones who are thinking these things. You really give a voice to those kind of people. You let them know they're not alone and that they can not feel like they have to do all the work of waking up everyone around them, that there are people actually awake.
Well, I appreciate you. You know, we just try our best to fund our operation with good things. So I get a chip on my shoulder sometimes when doctors... criticize things when I know for a fact that my finger got cut off. They reattached it. It didn't have all the feeling in it on one side until I took DNA force. And then literally in 3 months, it tingled, it hurt, the feeling came back. The problem is you start taking DNA force with the BioPQQ. We have the true BioPQQ, not the fake stuff. Ours is from an organic source. Doesn't mean it's organic because you can't certify it. It's genetically engineered bacteria that make it. But the Japanese have the patent. And you have really back pain and stuff that's gone away. You start taking it, old injuries come back because it's actually healing. Now, you can actually say that about BioPQQ, so it's amazing. What happened to you, though, on the supplements?
No, I haven't been on them terribly too long to notice enough. The iodine I love, I would take it just for the taste, even if it did nothing. It tastes excellent. But I also wanted to talk about January 20th, I got what I wanted. Trump became president. I was an alcoholic for 10 years, and I quit drinking January 20th. And that's what made me start taking your supplements. I started spending the money that I would spend on alcohol on your supplements.
Well, brother, congratulations. And if something's tasting good to you, that means you probably got a deficiency. When I've gotten enough of the iodine, it doesn't taste good. When I'm really needing it, it tastes really, really good. God bless you, and thank you for all your help, Al. All of you make this broadcast possible. Believe me, this is a very rare organization. The globalists are very, very upset about it. They're very, very upset about what we're doing. Joe Biggs, in your gut, do you think Trump's going to survive?
Yeah. You know, we're behind him. A lot of people are. And I go out here on the streets, I talk to people. You'd be surprised. I was at a gas station yesterday, and some guy comes up to me and goes, "Hey, I like Trump." You know, there's behind every blade of grass.
And we have to make it okay.
Here's the thing. You know, we knew last year during the election cycle that they were hammering Trump. They were going after him hardcore on every little issue. The Russia thing's been there since the beginning. We should just be used to that by now. Ignore it and move on. And that's one thing I want, you know, our president to understand is, hey, there's going to be bad stuff in the news. You already know that's going to happen. It happened last year when you were running to be president. Ignore it. Just do your agenda.
He just knows it's pure crap. All he's doing is helping the guy.
I know. When you have an ego, it bothers you because you know it's not true and you don't want to see it. But I just say my advice to him is to buckle down.
Well, no. He's mad about it because he can't talk to any of his old friends. They say don't talk to a bunch of people because they say we're Russian agents. And they mess with him. He's got to answer questions about it. And he's like, are the Russians going to turn coal back on and boost the stock market $3 trillion and $300 billion in jobs and secure the border and return the military and try to fix the VA? It's not his ego. He's mad that these traitors
He's going to do it. We're going to be fine.
He has all the intel, too. He knows that they were paid off.
Oh, yeah.
So he's telling Sessions, arrest these people, and, you know, it's not happening. Hey, thank you so much, our last caller. O'Brien, Joseph, Eric, we're going to get to you. You're true troopers. And Mike Cernovich is coming in. He'll be hosting this hour as we ride shotgun. Infowars.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right. Mike Cernovich and Joe Biggs are going to host this hour. Joe Biggs is going to be here Wednesday hosting. I'm going to take off tomorrow and the next day because all I think about is work. All I do is work, and I'm just like a race car. I've got to turn the engine off at least for 2 days and make myself do that because my children want to go hiking and swimming and hanging out, and they're off school right now. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to not watch the news, though it's impossible. I know you'll be tuned in. But, you know, it's important for you as well to take time off, too, and you know, not focus on this. But also then, when you are engaged, be in the info war because it's exciting, it's fun. But we all need balance. But here's an example. We launched this 3 weeks ago. It was Mike Cernovich's idea. I put $200,000, I hardly have, behind it, saying CNN is ISIS because they keep backing Al-Qaeda, they keep backing Arab Spring, they keep backing overthrowing Assad for these people. And the second guy that got arrested last night, CNN is ISIS, he's going to win $2,500.
Wow.
You know, the highest level award is $2,500. You usually have to get InfoWars.com out and do it in a legal and lawful area. I have to say, I cannot pay out to anybody else that rushes up on a stage or does something that they can claim violates private property. I'm doing this, you know, kind of posthumously because I'm saying do this where they're doing public video shoots or do this where they're talking to man on the street or calling to C-SPAN or whatever you have to. But posthumously, and not that he's dead, but, you know, after the event, I can say that, okay, you're going to get the award. But going forward, anybody in Shakespeare in the Park or any other event where it's private property, if you get up and speak out, that's fine. I think rushing up on stage, while I commend it, there becomes some liability issues if we sit there and say. Now, the left's all violent. George Soros is out there funding groups saying kill cops. He gets away with it. I don't want violence. And this could lead to that. So I think this crosses the line. Now, one side of me commends you, and I think you're awesome. And so I'm going to pay you $2,500, not for the contest, but just in general for courage. Okay, but the contest, you got to follow the laws. You got to do it. There's ways to do it. The Bill Clinton's a rapist event. That was the model when these globalists go out to public events or Democrats have town halls. That's when you get up to the mic with your shirt. We sell the InfoWars. CNN is ISIS, or you can do anything. You know, the guy that caught CNN doing a fake video report in London, he gets $2,500 because that's what it's all about, is rewarding you for what you've done. You're not doing it for money. I never knew this guy. This wasn't premeditated. But it's about recognizing and basically applauding the great service they've done in the info war. The Democrats are saying murder everybody, kill Trump. All we're saying is stop the violence. It's stop the violence, like Ted Nugent said.
It's dangerous because what this play is doing, this is telling people it's okay to speak like that. It's okay to run around and say, hey, let's go kill the president.
They're cheering the simulated murder.
And I say this for a reason, because my good friend and I went out. He took me out Saturday night for Father's Day or whatever. And he goes, hey, let's go hang out. Let's get outside of the place. You know, you're taking care of the baby all day. Let's go hang out. So we go to this place called Moon Tower Saloon. And there was a group of three or four girls, probably 25 to 30. And they see my shirt and they figure out I'm a Trump guy. And they go, oh, my God, we have a Trump supporter. I'm going to kill that mother. And they just start going, oh, yeah, I'd like to kill him, too. I'd like to see him dead. And it's funny because you see these liberal news sources coming out and saying, oh, this play isn't promoting that. It's not going to have an effect on people out there.
Well, the rest of the media is saying kill everybody. It's clearly Trump, American flags, orange hair. He has the Eastern European wife. He looks like Melania. It's a total plan. By the way, we have the video with the audio. Let's go ahead and roll that right now, and then we'll go to your calls.
Amazing.
Okay, it's $2,500.
Amazing. And notice how they tackle him. I've never seen a left-wing if that had happened at a Trump rally and they tackled him like this, that would be the biggest story in the world.
It'd be Trump violent thugs. Even their own WikiLeaks say, go be violent, go kick people in the leg so it's not on tape, have them hit you. Well, whoever this guy is, and by the way, we're not just going to have awards. Some people here who've won awards end up being reporters for us. These are the type of folks we want that have this courage.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I've been telling. So his name is Saul, and he's a Proud Boy. He's friends with Gavin McInnes, and he went and did that. So Gavin texted me that photo earlier. But, yeah, I love how he gets tackled, even though he wasn't violent. That should be a big story. The media is a double standard.
I love Gavin McInnes. Right.
Yeah, so this is to an audition. People always say, I want to work for you. How do I get me to Alex Jones? I go, where's your portfolio? Why aren't you in the field doing news? Why aren't you out there every day doing videos, doing podcasts, doing blogs, raising awareness like Saul did, like Laura Loomer did? There's nothing stopping anyone here who's listening in to join the InfoWars.
It's free to open up a YouTube account. It's free to start a Twitter. It's free to start a Facebook. All you need now is a phone with a camera and the balls to go out there and do it.
And be sick of being pushed around. Okay, these guys have been holding so long. That's why I crashed into this hour that Cernovich is here hosting. And again, I do everything I say I'm going to do. But I could tell Joe Biggs had so much energy, was doing so much stuff, that I just said, Joe, you need to go do your own thing. And once that's successful, which I thought it would be, I said, then I'm going to launch some big stuff down the road. Hopefully you can come back and synergistically work with us. So you're doing your own thing on your own show. And now Joe's to that point. He's been successful. So now he's back. Plus, he's been taking care of his baby the last few months, which I've just done with another newborn. I know how it is. A fourth in the family, a true blessing, and my children are with me. Fake news is all, you know, lying about that. But I'm about to launch a TV/network, but the base will be affiliates, talk radio. And these affiliates love us. I have over 200. I guarantee you they are so ready, our affiliates, to pick up you guys on hundreds of stations, I think, right away. This is going to be so huge, and then we'll go viral over the internet and the live streams, and when the audiences all get behind this, we're not in competition with the Rebel. We're not in competition with the Compound Media. You can have all those guys on. You can have shows on there if you want. I don't care. I want to build a mass of awakened people that focus like a laser beam and take down the NWO, and it's about to happen.
Well, and it's like that article in the Washington Post said, even though it's a little bit negative, they go, we're drowning out the media with sheer volume. Towards the bottom of the article, they go, they admit that we're winning.
Yeah, show us with the champagne.
Yeah, so there's this the champagne toasting, of course, with Andrew Torba. And somebody actually, again, a liberal journalist had commented that they had to trot out the Crypt Keeper, Tom Brokaw, or Tom Rather, whatever his name is. Meanwhile...
Yeah, rolling out some liar to call me a racist?
Well, yeah, that's the future.
Well, the KKK wants to kill me?
Well, think about, like I said earlier, there's so many journalists out there who are established right now in the media that hate their lives. They hate doing what they're doing, but they're trying to get that money. They're trying to get that bankroll so they can, you know, kind of secure an area where they can go and do what they want to do. And you launch a network like that, you're gonna be surprised the amount of people that are going
to... They even admit, they go, if you watch Jones for a week, watch out, he'll have you believing him.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. You read these articles, you can see like they're going as far as they can without getting fired.
Yeah, and well, they admit that this is more fun what we do. They're younger people. They love the streaming content. You know, they're at work, they're listening in. They
want skip this break.
Listen. Yeah, they don't like the edited crap.
And they want to be in control.
But they
want to be running their own media operation. It doesn't mean they even agree with us.
Did you see the rest of the Megyn Kelly show last night? It was boring. It was boring.
Well, I'm not against old people. I love old folks. But did you notice that it was like a geriatric home for fake journalists?
No, it was like a guy staying in San Francisco, but it didn't even look like it was actually San Francisco. Like, it was a green screen. It was some old, decrepit dude, and it was just boring. And then they go to the Sam Neill or whatever, the guy from Jurassic Park, and they're in New Zealand talking about wine. Like, I don't care about that. There's a home network for that. I mean, what the hell? Like, we're actually sending people in the field. We're actually going...
Blue's got your great act of charity quotes, but it's true.
Yeah, and that's the thing that a lot of people realizing, too, and you know, I don't want to throw shade on Breitbart or whatever, but the younger people are realizing now that media is going to be based around your personality, around your personal brand, around your identity, and the old byline, oh, I'm on NBC, therefore you're going to take me seriously, all that is dead. The brand is dead. The Washington Post brand is not trusted. The New York Times brand is not trusted. So all these young people are tuning in, these journalists, even though they disagree with us and think we're, you know, whatever. They're saying, I want to have my own brand, my own audience.
By the way, good job for Sean Hannity. He said, hey, release the whole tape. It's obviously a cover-up.
Right.
Wait till we do. The problem is people say that. That's a lot to release.
And don't do it. No, don't subject anybody to have to listen to Megyn Kelly any longer. The corpse is gone. It's right there. We've autopsied her.
I mean, I wonder how long it's going to be before they just can her.
No, but I mean, I said I was going to release it. I have to.
Let's do little bits here and there.
Dude, look at Jesse Ventura. I like Jesse. Governor Ventura. He has a show on Raw Story about how Dick Cheney's evil. Tell us something we don't know, man. Cover what's happening currently.
Here.
And then JFK, they killed him. We didn't know that. I'm down in Mexico right now, Alex, okay? I was the governor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
I was a Navy SEAL. I was a color.
I was the original frogman.
Too many people living in the past. I mean, you even hear this with a lot of people in journalism, like, well, I knew Andrew Breitbart. And I'm like, well, okay, cool story, bro. What have you done? What have you done this past week? Well, Andrew Breitbart was a friend of mine, therefore you should listen to me.
But let's talk about the real MVP. It'll skip this break and the 150 because we can do that. And then I got to go to O'Brien and Joseph and Eric. I promise I'm going to them. Drudge has been the quiet kingmaker in all this because Drudge... Early on, mainstream, alternative, government docs, foreign news, he would link to whatever he thought was interesting and actually gave oxygen to things early on. And then look, he's covering the important news. Russia vows to shoot down all flying objects over Syria, warns USA. Yeah, that's a U.S.-Russia now in Cuban Missile Crisis level showdown because criminal elements inside the Pentagon want to start a larger war to take control from Trump. So they're using his biggest strength, that he loves the military, as his weakness. So he's put the military in charge. You know, I learned early on before it was in the news, Trump walked in on January 20th. He went to the CIA. Remember, that was the first place he went. And he said, give me all the list of targets you already called to be hit. They said, here they are, sir. And he said, I don't want to look at them. Hit them all. And they did. And so that's a strength that he's delegating and a promise. So he's in control. But then they can use that as ways to then insert things like a Bay of Pigs on Kennedy. That was a mission where they set Kennedy up by blowing the mission to make the president look bad.
Exactly.
Mad Dog Mattis is going to annihilate ISIS. I just know that.
Well, they've already basically annihilated them, at least in Iraq and in Syria. But what I'm saying is they've moved Marines and heavy artillery in that you don't use on ISIS, Joe. You know that. You're an artillery guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you know they're pushing to go after Damascus.
Well, that's the whole World War III. We all know the end play. Yeah, they're manipulating intelligence reports already, and nothing can be trusted. Trump delegated a lot. There will be a Gulf of Tonkin-style incident to drag us into another war.
Well, they're trying right now. And by the way, you heard Sitcom calling in and all the rest of it. I mean, I have my sources. They say no one in the CIA, no one in Defense Intelligence, nobody in the Northern Command, Southern Command, Space Command, the rank and file, even the officers are against it, except for a few weird old generals on the top, and most of them don't want this to happen. So that's the globalist big problem. What do you think?
I think it's going to be interesting. I think that there will be something that's pulled to try to get us to go into war. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Mad Dog Mattis has a pretty good record. I'm hoping that he's going to stick to his guns. He's going to stick to doing the right thing and focus merely on destroying those ISIS elements that are out there, those pockets.
I agree. So why are we blowing up armored columns and why are we shooting down Syrian planes?
That's that kind of shady stuff we're going on.
Should we be cheering Syrian pilots with... You know, they got shorter beards than you, and they're like, women can go to college. And
yeah.
Well, again, they are manipulating intelligence reports. That's, again, McMaster. He wants this war. All he understands is armor. He doesn't understand the information war. He understands drop armor, drop howitzers, let's bring in tanks, let's destroy more homes. And that's what they want. Petraeus wants it, of course, too, because he makes all the money in the contract.
Well, I don't want a war with Saudi Arabia, but, I mean, Syria's not been our business. Saudi Arabia has been up our rear end. We want to use some howitzers and stuff. How about on them?
Oh, I would love to go to war with Saudi Arabia. No, I've said that that's one war I would support. Let's go to Saudi Arabia, take their oil. I would 100% support a war with Saudi Arabia.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. They're the ones attacking everybody.
Well, the same Christian.
And people say, well, what's Trump going over there? They were kissing his ass when he got there because he went into their place and said, you better stop it.
Well, the same criminal elements that are still within the military, the same people that were there under Obama, the same ones that could have taken those strikes, those different maneuvers to take out ISIS when they were convoying into Iraq and slowly taking over.
That was an Obama invasion.
Yeah. I mean, we could have taken that out with what's called successive bracketing and just taken out that first vehicle, then the last vehicle, and then fire for effect through the middle, and it would have been done. That would have sent a clear and present like message.
They've got 10,000 Predator drones, 2,000 are in that theater.
They don't, but it's just like the same reason drug companies don't want to cure cancer.
Yeah.
You don't want to end the war, because if you end the war, then how do you justify
it? I do. I want to end Orthodox Islam.
Well, we don't want war, but we're not making
trouble. No, I agree. I'm saying I want to end it.
Yeah, but we're patriots. We're not the deep state. The deep state wants a never-ending war because it allows them to murder more people, murder more children. It allows them to traffic more children. It's a big cover, as we all know. A lot of these wars are a big cover for human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And so that's why every time you have a war, they're able to go in and buy more slaves on the open market.
Well, that's what's happening in Mosul right now. Like I said, I've got buddies over in Mosul right now. They're called the Free Burma Rangers. And that's literally their mission right there, is rescuing women and children from being held in captivity and sold off into human trafficking and sex slaves.
Well, look how we knew this a year ago, but now it's confirmed. Mainstream news, tens of thousands of women and children a month are being loaded on boats in Tripoli, grabbed out of the country by the Islamists that run it now, and are being sold on the open market.
I've got footage of women carrying their babies running in fear from radical Islam, from Sharia law in Western Mosul, trying to flee to Erbil while they're being sniped in the head, dropping their babies, and then Americans coming over, running, grabbing those babies, dragging
them. Oh, yeah, I saw the footage. I couldn't believe CNN actually aired it, but they don't.
They filmed my buddies. Those are the ones.
Guys, pull up, what's the name of the video? It's Man Saves Child under sniper attack.
Yeah, it was the Free Burma Rangers. But yeah, that's
well, during the break. I saw that footage. Wow.
Those are my buddies.
I can't believe that CNN actually showed.
I was shocked too. It came out last
week. They know people don't know who's who. They're like, look at these brave people saving someone in the Civil War. They don't explain they're fighting the group that our own government brought in. And that Trump is the one letting them in to save the girl. It should be Trump soldiers save girl.
I'm meeting with these guys in Waco in a few weeks. He's giving a speech, and I'm trying to find out a plan of...
I was about to say, you almost went over there about a year ago.
Yeah, but then we had to go to the RNC, and the DNC was right at that same time, so I ended up pushing it off. So now I have an opportunity, again, to meet with this guy here in the state.
Yeah, there it is. Incredible moment. Aid worker sprints 150 yards.
And notice how they call him an aid worker to make it seem like it's a UN aid thing, though. You see?
No, no, it's a U.S. soldier.
He is a ex-U.S. Army Ranger who has his wife there, his 10-year-old daughter there, his 6-year-old son, and another daughter. I can't remember her age. And they all live in Erbil, Iraq.
That's a total commitment.
They've been there for going on 2 years. That's him right there. That's
No, I remember we were talking to him a year ago, and I was going to maybe help fund to have you go there.
Yeah.
And then it didn't. I want to do that.
I'm looking to do it.
I remember that's the guy. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm like, I've heard of those guys.
Dave Eubank is his name.
Yeah, let's go back to that. Okay, let's go to the calls.
Him on the left. And that's his little daughter in the back in the camo in the DCU. And that's a little, I think, I can't remember if it was like a little Yazidi girl or whatever.
God, people don't know that like veterans are bringing their families into this. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, my buddy was just over there, Joel, and he has footage of these girls taming like wild Arabian horses and breaking them in. Like this little girl out there, I mean, she's going to grow up.
She's the opposite of TV head.
And why doesn't Megyn Kelly cover this? Why doesn't, you know?
Yeah, the story is that Patriots are bringing their kids
because
in there.
There's no teleprompter in the pool.
Why don't they go there and do a positive segment showing people the truth? Well, because their owners won't let them do that, of course. That's the evil we're up against.
Yeah, I can't talk about a lot of this, but as you know, there are brigades and brigades of former U.S. soldiers actually in Africa and in the Middle East, actually saving the families right now from slaughter and then trying to actually get them out. And under Obama, he was blocking them getting out. He only lets military-age men come in that have Wahhabist passports.
Well, there's a lot of guys that were contractors. I mean, those guys, if you worked hard, you stayed over there for a long period of time, you could really get a nice bankroll, save up a lot of money. And now these guys are not contractors. They're going over there on their own dime just because they think it's the right thing to do. They know it's the right thing to do. And they're going out there and establishing a system on how to pull these women and children out and keep them from being sold as human slaves and sex trafficking and all that. Because it's a huge problem, like he said.
This is the story. The whole show should have been about this. It's just incredible. All right, O'Brien and Marilyn, you're on the air about Megyn Kelly, then Joseph and Eric. I apologize for you holding so long. Go ahead.
Well, pretty much. If I had my own champagne glass, I'd be cheering you all with you. But what I think, what you did back there was pretty good. Even though the whole thing blew up in your face. I mean, not your face. I mean, Kelly's face. I mean, the whole thing just didn't even get in. Get in, and
sure, your phone's breaking up a bit, but I agree. I got blown up. She got blown up. I mean, I think overall, though, she got defeated. What do you think?
Yeah, big time. I mean, she came into your house. She came in here thinking that she could pull, you know, something over your eyes and play this whole game. You know, we've been around the block a few times. You've been on many things.
I'll still say I look like hell, though. I mean, she edited that up. Thank you, O'Brien, where it was indistinguishable from what I said. I mean, literally, you know, a two-hour sit-down, of course, a few times I squirmed or whatever. It was indistinguishable. That wasn't what I said.
It's tricky editing. You know, we already know that's what they're going to do.
Not enough people watched it. You know, she's just irrelevant.
I know, but
YouTube videos.
3.5 million people watch it, they said. I reach that in a day on Twitter if I'm bored.
Yeah.
That's if I'm bored.
I know.
A couple tweets a day.
Hey, Joseph in Oregon, go ahead.
How's it going?
Thanks, brother. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, congratulations on having Megyn Kelly blow up in her face. I thought that was hilarious.
Thank you.
What I wanted to bring to light is actually something, well, thanks to you, I actually started digging in deep to things that most people wouldn't think of. And I actually started researching, and I came across an interesting thing that you may or may not know about. He was an ex-KGB agent named Yuri Bezmenov, who actually defected from the Soviet Union in the, I believe, 70s. And in 1984, he gave an interview, and he actually talked about everything that's going on, and it's called ideological subversion, and everything that you see going on in the U.S., in the U.K., and in Europe.
Sure, well, that was an interview with G. Edward Griffin, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's documented. And that was globalist programming that we put on Russia, and then it just came back at us. That's why we say, wow, this looks so familiar, and that's because that's what the globalists cooked up for everybody.
we think we won the Soviet Union, the Cold War. In fact, the Cold War came around and came back on us sneakily without us even realizing, and now we're having to deal with the after effects.
You want to add more to that, Joseph?
I think I got everything I know. Just dying.
All right, God bless you, brother. Yeah, that's a powerful interview. Everybody should watch it. It's ideology, not where you're from. It's ideology.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
On the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah. I know you can't stand it. Malcolm Nance, about a month ago, called for ISIS to hit Trump properties. Then he bitched on Bill Maher. We made it up. Did we make it up? Here's the clip.
Recently, we've been observing leftists fantasizing about Trump assassinations and hate-filled rhetoric of the left inspiring real attacks on political adversaries. But now we have come to a new low as self-proclaimed counter-terrorist expert and friend of Kathy Griffin and Russian conspiracy theorist Malcolm Nance has apparently decided to start choosing targets for ISIS suicide bombers. In a recent tweet that has since been deleted, Malcolm Nance said in reference to the Trump Tower in Istanbul, "This is my nominee for first ISIS suicide bombing of a Trump property." Nominee. Words matter. He wasn't warning against a possible attack. He was nominating it to be the first attack. When you nominate a candidate for president, You willfully and carefully choose that candidate and hope they get elected. Does that mean that Malcolm Nance willfully and carefully chose this target with the hopes that ISIS would attack? And Malcolm should know that ISIS can be motivated by speech, because he certainly seemed to think so when he said that if Trump got elected, that his speech would somehow radicalize the 1.6 billion so-called moderate Muslims around the world into joining ISIS.
They want someone to go off into space and inflame the other 1.6 billion Muslims so that they can come off the fence and join ISIS and other groups.
For Cernovich Media, I'm Devin Stack.
Man, your videos are great. That's a great team you've got.
Yeah, they're amazing guys. And, of course, that segues into Article 2, where Scott Pelley, who tried to go against me on 60 Minutes, said that the congressional shooting was in many ways self-inflicted. So we can point.
I just love how these guys' arrogance undoes them every time. I mean, they just ignore our numbers, but we know they're not because they're so freaked out.
Our wanting to make America safer and better, you know, we brought this upon ourselves for that. That's why people are going to shoot us, because we want to make the country better. I mean, it's just our own fault.
And the media wants terrorism for the ratings and the ad dollars, and sell people more pharmaceuticals and get people more on SSRIs and get people popping pills and control people and brainwash people, keep everybody home. They really, if you think about it, they just want you inside your home, never leaving, never part of your community, isolated and alienated. And then that's how they can radicalize people through their chat rooms and stuff. I mean, we all know that they have chat rooms where they find these wayward people and they radicalize them and brainwash them and say, why don't you have the courage?
Well, remember the Facebook documents came out a few months ago where they're targeting pathetic, no friend, nobodies who we care about, but trying to turn them into SJWs as weaponized zombies.
Yeah, it's a whole mind control mission. That's the whole thing. It's a nationwide brainwashing mind control mission. That's why they want to shut us down. Because I was thinking about this actually early today, and I was like, you know, when you really think about what we believe, we shouldn't have jobs because people should say that is just boring. We believe in prosperity, peace, equal opportunity, entrepreneurship.
There's a war on common sense.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, why do people hate us? People should say, you know, you guys are just boring, because, of course, everybody wants the races to unite. They want equal treatment for everybody. They want entrepreneurialism. They want people to feel hopeful and optimistic. We shouldn't have jobs. But when we say things like we want people to feel empowered and to have energy and to feel good about life and to be connected and be involved in their community and to take care of one another, that gets us attacked. It's so bizarre.
Because the big corporations want to take over, and they've done the equations. If everybody's a bunch of zombies, they can take over.
Yeah, mindless consumers is what they want. Mindless consumerism, brainwash people, get them into debt, make them take out student loans.
Stay on welfare, stay in their house, watch their programming, get in their autonomous car so they can't control where they go, and they're being watched everywhere they are. It's just ridiculous.
God, who would want to live like that?
Sounds horrible. Man. That's why you need to get out there, get a gun, go hunting, kill your own food.
Because they are the ultimate OCD, though, because I got a little OCD about information because I want it all, but they literally just want to control everything we do.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. I don't know why they would enjoy that. They want, I mean, I think I probably do, is because of the slavery issue and everything like that. And it's also easier to, so just like they're trying to groom people for pedophilia and stuff, it's easier for the pedophiles and everybody to human traffic and everything. So that there's a lot of that too, is the modern day slavery that the elite use and the pedophilia tactics.
No, they want globalism because it's predatory.
Right.
There's a lot of folks with different tastes, but they like the predatory nature of it.
Exactly. And what better way to go, just like they did in Rotherham, what better way to find all this slavery and all these people? Broken homes. We all know that broken homes allow them to groom, pedophiles to groom people. So you realize that is why when I say the media is a terrorist organization, the media supports pedophilia, and they think that I'm overstating things. And I say, if anything, I'm actually understating it, because you're trying to destroy the family. You're trying to destroy virtue. You won't investigate things. You cover things up. When there is an arrest, like with Anthony Weiner, the Washington Post, I don't know if you guys had this story, you covered it. There was an article in the Washington Post where they said, stop talking about Anthony Weiner. Washington Post. Why should we stop talking about a pedophile who was being groomed to be the president, who was married to Uma, who was Hillary's top person? They're saying don't talk about pedophiles. And then they wonder why we accuse them of endorsing pedophilia.
Well, in Juarez, Mexico, and Mexico in general, there's a large homosexual population. And those children, those boys, are kicked out of their homes. And they get sent to what's like halfway houses. And these halfway houses are really fronts for like a prostitution ring. And I'm working on something. I've been going down to Mexico over the last few months, but there's an elected official, numerous ones here in the U.S., that are flying down there and getting these boys, and they're doing this stuff. And it's right there, and the cartels are running these facilities, and they're allowing these boys to come in there, and they're selling them off as prostitutes to rich elite people. It's pretty disturbing.
And the media doesn't want to cover
this. And it's happening in Haiti, and it's happening all over the world. It's not just there. I mean, right. In Australia, it's happening all over the world, and that's the biggest story in the world.
But they'll cover anything we do. You know, if we make one joke or, you know, maybe misstate a word, that'll be big international news. But when it comes to actual pedophilia rings going on, and elected officials like Dennis Hastert, of course, pedophile, he was in D.C. for 20 years. Why is nobody in the...
For the Republicans as a procurer.
Yeah, exactly. So why?
But let me ask this then: why are they so angry at InfoWars? Because
exposing it. A lot of these people are part of that.
Yeah, it's hard for you to understand because you're not an evil person. It's hard to empathize. But if you get into just the heart of darkness and you think about it, they're saying, "Well, wait a minute. You're trying to tell people to not be victims. You're taking away
exactly
their children."
It's that's it. It's the empowerment and it's the spirit, the aggressiveness against them. They think they're evil. I'm ready. You know, I'm not afraid of them, and I do have some thoughts. And they pick that up as they understand that they feel the violence.
Yeah, and so you're essentially taking away their child victims from them by encouraging what you're doing.
Because they want to hurt innocents when they feel powerful. They don't like aggressive men planning war.
Exactly. And they take it personally. They're thinking you're keeping me from doing the things that I want to do.
Because, you know, they want to strangle and kill more than two or three children a week, and they can barely get the numbers they want. If they had a world government, then they could torture children every hour and then rape and murder little girls and little boys. Exactly. That's what it is. We're just getting in the way of their fun.
Yeah.
So they just see us as like a doorway blocking them. They're trying to blow the door down.
Well, that's why they take it personally. That's why they're so angry, right? Because they never want to disagree with us intellectually. They'll never want to debate our ideas intellectually. For them, this is very, very personal. You are stopping them from molesting children, from engaging in human trafficking, just like Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein taking trips to
all the rest. I mean, the entire Case Clinton story, Foundation, right? People all busted, changing names, shipping kids in, UN, murdering children and slaving them in mass everywhere. It's a cult of pedophiles.
And the reason that we're so hated is because we're the ones calling out Dennis Hastert, Republican Speaker of the House pedophile. We'll say they're Republican pedophiles, too. We just want to get all of them out of D.C., all of them out of Hollywood, and we're not playing the part.
And most of those people don't even have children of their own. We all have kids. We understand.
Have you noticed the – I'm not knocking folks that don't have kids. Good people don't, but – they were saying, like, the whole EU doesn't have kids.
Yeah, none of these people.
All the globe, they don't have them.
No.
They take them from us.
Yeah.
And now they want us to die. You know what Emperor Palpatine says when they say that? No, 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 no. You will die. But getting serious here, Megyn Kelly's showdown with Alex Jones is a ratings bust for NBC Sunday night. Record low, 3.5 million. Some would say, oh, Jones, you're not a big draw. Our little videos had more than that. It showed everyone ran from media hype. They don't want to listen to you.
We already knew it was going to happen, and you kind of scooped them on their own thing. You already knew it was going to be a hit piece. And you had the gold right there when she came on, and you had that audio where she's like, oh, that's not a gotcha thing. It's a profile.
She's like, you're really turning me on right now. I'm really, I'm kind of into you. I'm obsessed, all right? I was like,
that was the biggest, that was the I literally laughed till I had tears come out of my eyes when I heard that. I was like, you lying sack of.
Well, she got divorced, actually, because her husband was a little bit too beta. So you can actually, in the divorce records, Megyn Kelly's divorce is actually quite interesting. And she wanted somebody who was a little bit. We're not. That's going to be all over. So
I'm
not,
well, I just want to tell her I'm not into her.
I'm not going to go down that path. You know.
And Megyn Kelly, you don't have enough money to ever get me to be with you. Plus, I don't sell myself for money. But you know, I know you secretly lust and everything. But it's all right. And they'll make jokes. They'll say, "Oh, it's misogynistic." I'm trolling the media. I know I'm not a Muslim cutting women's genitals off and selling them into sex slavery. It's called a joke, Eric. in the great state of Indiana, from where Vice President Pence has risen. Eric in Indiana, last call of the day. Eric.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The way I look at the civil war they're trying to push, I think their end game is to usher in the police state. I think what they want to do is get us patriots so mad, like they're going to kill Trump, get us to flip out over it, and then they're going to use the police to kind of shut up, take control back. And I think that's their plan behind it.
That's a great point, Eric. Stay there. I want you to come back with a comment. But, yeah, what if they kill Trump?
I don't know. That's an interesting thing. I mean, you know, how are people going to react? I mean, I personally think when I start seeing the left celebrating something like that, if that were to happen, you know, I don't know how I would act. I would be angry. You know, that there's a son that doesn't have a father anymore. There's sons that doesn't have a father anymore. There's a wife without a husband. There's you know,
they're always wanting to boycott us because they know they're the fake left parasites. We're the real left, Thomas Jefferson. These terms mean nothing. That it's time to do what they do, not give them our money, not associate with them, not play their games. I think they already want Trump dead, so we already act like they already killed him.
But they're just such heartless, soulless people. Like, they're joking about killing someone. It shows they have no human emotion whatsoever, no relationships in their lives, no heart, no care whatsoever. Like, when I was in the military and someone died in combat, you know, I wasn't thinking, oh, yeah, I got the bad guy. I'm sitting there kind of thinking in my head, I'm like, that guy had a wife. He had kids. You know, that's going to be a traumatic experience for somebody. You know, that rolls downhill. And for people to just sit there and laugh about it and they're frothing at the mouth.
But it's because they're wimps. They never killed anybody or ever beat anybody. They've never been in reality, Joe. That's what's so sick is them all calling for war when as soon as it starts, it's like Antifa will walk over and hit a woman in the head with a bike lock, put her in a coma, and some guy breaks their jaw, and they go to the cops going, arrest him, arrest him. I'm only trying to kill women.
10 minutes before that, they're screaming, F the police.
Exactly. Then they go to the cops.
Every time. Yeah, as far as what would happen, I definitely have a list, and if anything happens to me, then, you know, things will definitely – it wouldn't be a good idea is what I'm saying, and I'm obviously not going to go into specifics, but we all have, you know, dead man switches, and there will be certain dominoes will tip over. So I imagine that Trump has the same thing, and that is why we disavow all political violence and we encourage the media, which they refuse to do. They still won't do it. They want to pretend.
We're praying for peace, exactly. But preparing for war.
Exactly. And we demand that the media disavow violence. Until they do it, we have to believe that they are inciting it. Because if I can do it, and everybody, Joe Biggs, a veteran, combat veteran, disavows political violence, why can't the mainstream media join our pledge and disavow violence?
Yeah, why won't they even talk about Antifa? To me, it's the most amazing thing in the world. These people show up with an agenda to literally commit acts of violence. They even talk about it on Facebook Live videos before they got there. Yeah, we're going to hit these fascists. We're going to beat up these Nazis. We're going to knock them in the head. And then they go and do it. And it's like, well, I didn't mean to. I was just saying that, you know, just like, eh.
But they go all day on about a tweet. You know, oh, my God, if you tweet something mean, call somebody fat or something. Oh, that's a big story. Oh, mean tweet, internet harassment. We got to do something about it. But meanwhile, there's actual political violence in the street. The media, and I'll tell you why. And this is why, you know, all the media people watching, why are you not disavowing political violence? Why is it that you can't just stand up and say, okay, the violence has to stop. We have to disagree with people civilly.
Because they think we're weak because we're saying don't do it. They think we're disingenuous like them.
I was at the East Valencia campus in Orlando, Florida for the anti-Sharia march last week or whatever it was, 2 weeks ago. And the cops divided the university. They had our side on one side and then Antifa on the other. And they said, we couldn't cross this one road. So I think like I do. I said, okay, I crosswalk this way. I want to crosswalk over that way. And then I came over by myself. And I go, you know what? I'm going to go talk to these guys. I want to know why they're mad at me. Why can't we just sit down, get a beer, let's go hang out and have a dialogue. And maybe we find out we have a lot in common. They spit at me. They push. They threaten to punch me. All this stuff the entire time, and the cops come running over and acting like I'm the bad guy. I said, I'm the only one over here actually kind of come over here and have a conversation and find out the differences with
you
and me.
Here's the question. Why does the new left look like they've been hit with a radiation beam? They can't talk. They look like they've had lobotomies. They have bozo hair, and they're like stumble around and like fall down. They're like, oh, excuse me. Oh, like fall down. I mean, who are these people?
I don't know. They remind me of, like, that little, the bubble kid or whatever. Because they're always covered, and all you can see is, like, eyes. They're, like, they're afraid of the sun, and they're all frail and weak and, like, the whole time.
Yeah, they would be in a lot of trouble if anything happened, but...
Yeah. If things ever hit the fan, they're going to die out in, like, 2 months.
Well, it would be over in 24 hours. I mean, that's what I told people.
I was about to say, they want some apocalyptic war?
Like, come on. Like,
I have, like, armored compounds and, like, 50 calibers. And
I know how to hunt my own food and skin the animals and actually and quarter them and then put them in and keep them so they stay, you know, fresh and be able to eat it. These guys would be like, oh, my God, my Hot Pockets are going and be done.
And the media is responsible for all this. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to, is the media is the one responsible for this, and they won't take any kind of personal responsibility. That Scott Pelley is blaming gunshot victims, saying the wounds are self-inflicted. The media won't call him out on that. That would be 24-hour, just like when you...
Imagine, they're saying, major execs say it's a false flag. We say it's a false flag when there's evidence of it. Yeah. They're just saying it's a false flag.
They get away with anything. But that's why we're here. But they don't, though, really. I mean, the numbers.
So here's the big question.
The numbers tell the truth.
How does it end, though? When we come back in the final segment, the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. How does it end when their best gladiator they put out in the field against me, the wet walrus, who ain't that good, is like Tom Brokaw? I mean, what on earth is going on here? Well, he's a racist.
Unemployed.
Like I told you on MSNBC yesterday, magic word, drum roll. Unalloyed racist. Oh, we're going to skip the break. So let me ask you guys that question. We can sit here and joke about this. What's really happening then?
I mean, this was their last, you know, attempt. It's failed miserably.
Their Waterloo.
Now it's done.
What do they do for me? I mean, I always war game it, like, what would I do if I were them? And they won't do what needs to be done. I would tell the truth to the American people. I would come out pro-America, pro-patriot. I would go against these drug companies that poison people. I would go against Wall Street, which rigs the market and which murders people. I would go against the human traffickers. I would go against the pedophiles in Hollywood and in the media and in Washington, D.C. But that they're all part of that. That's the whole point. The only way they could beat us easily, they have billions of dollars. All they have to do is say, we're going to support the American people.
They have to go against themselves.
Exactly.
Look at this headline out of Variety. Megyn Kelly fails to find the story with superficial Alex Jones. Again, they're super. And then they turn it around again and say that I'm the teleprompter reader, Joe, like you said.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And she did you not point that out when she came in here in studio? Like, did you notice the teleprompter?
I did. None of that was on the show.
I'm pretty sure you'd probably feel a little awkward if you were sitting behind this.
I was right here. I go, look, Megan, no teleprompters. I did it live on air, too. None of that
was
in there.
That's still the number one question I get.
All they have is me over, like, 10 hours of off and on interview. Like, a few times I'm like, huh, what? Excuse me? Or like, they're like, Jones could hardly speak. That was the whole interview. Just
that's
like
the number one question I get every time
like,
I'm out.
Megan, I want to kill the black people. And it was just all like edited together. I didn't want to kill the black people. I love them. But it was just all. Imagine being like, you know, it was a beautiful day today, Joe. And I'm like, gay, Joe.
Nazi.
It's like I hate Nazis. I love humanity. I'm Alex Jones. I love Nazis. Hate humanity.
Yeah. Megan should have stayed at Fox News. She didn't realize. Yeah, she made a big mistake. Fox News, though. Fox News isn't even Fox News anymore. The whole media environment. Breitbart's changing.
You know, but I had a feeling that was going to happen. You know, when we had the ability to kind of hold the upper hand and kind of go, all right, this is what's going on. This is what's wrong. This is what's wrong. You know, it was a lot easier for conservative media to kind of have that high road in the sense and kind of talk about stuff. And then when Trump won, it was kind of like, you know, a lot of these networks are like, well, what do we talk about now? I mean, everything's kind of going pretty good. It's what he said he was going to do. He's doing it right now.
They don't get it.
But they didn't know.
The war only got 10 times worse.
It got worse, and they failed miserably. I mean, it's just.
Allie, one of our great analysts back there, Allie always makes great points. We had an intel guy calling who's always been a great source earlier point out the big message today you watch with the head of Apple, the head of Google, everybody going to the White House is the elite realize Trump's winning. They're going to get behind free market. A lot of elites are actually saying, I was talking to high-level people earlier this week. They're like, we were always wanting to be patriots, but the American people weren't ready. Globalists are getting ready to come over to our side. Bilderberg collapsed years ago. Now Cernovich knows about this, some of the same sources. So they've gotten to that point. He said, watch the stock market. Since then, it's gone up 141 points. And again, that's about exuberance. That's about belief. That's about prosperity. We've got $3.5 trillion now in there. Again, a lot of stuff's closing on Main Street because of the internet sales and people moving out of, you know, brick and mortar. But other than that, the economy's coming back. What are they going to do?
I just see, I'm seeing patriotism come back. I'm seeing Americanism come back. You know, when I was in Florida.
Hold on. Let them edit this. Joe, I really admire you and really care about you. Joe, I do not admire you. It's Megyn Kelly Avery. Sorry.
Yeah, but I was just in Florida. And, you know, I saw people, trucks driving up and down the road, Trump flags, American flags, amped up. I mean, just like, wow, you know, just ready to go out there and just, they were just happy again. I mean, we haven't seen that in so long. And, you know, I think people are starting to come around and understand, you know what? It's not the end of the world.
And it doesn't mean there's not some dark side to all the Trump stuff. The point is that nobody has a perfect side. We're simply trying prosperity again, which is better than North Korea. Cernovich, what do you have to say?
Again, man, the young people coming up, I like what I see. They are being demoralized still, though. Something needs to come with student loan debt reform, which is something that I think is appalling.
Oh, the president should come out and decriminalize marijuana,
yeah,
take it away from the left, and have a new program to cut debts and to cut the cost of tuition through competition.
Yeah, bankruptcy reform. So if Trump wants to take the high road and just really raise hell, here's what I would do. I'd pardon Assange and say that you can have a refugee in America. Let the media, and I would do this all in one night to just freak the media. I would trigger the media. I'd fire Mueller. I'd pardon Assange by executive order. I would just say, you're pardoned. You can now come to America. You can leave Ecuador. We'll give you safe passage. Just freak the media out. I would say, okay, we're not going to enforce any of the marijuana laws.
Give Snowden the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yeah, give him the Congressional Freedom Honor. Honor him as Snowden. Bring him in for the Congressional Medal of Freedom. And then I would introduce, tell Congress, we want legislation to allow these young people to plead bankruptcy for the student loan debt, because you can plead bankruptcy for,
which they should. Oh, that is a genius plan.
And then just do that all one night, and the media is going to go, oh my God, what do we? You would trigger the media into
meltdown,
hysteria, and they would be actually couldn't get out of bed. Their adrenal system would be so taxed from not knowing what to do and which master to serve that they would not be able to get out of bed.
Because all liberal controllers want to do is like squat and pee on success. It's like a, it's not a what. No, I'm serious. Like, you see, like, Obama, he, like, just squats and, like, pees on things.
That just reminds me of a video of this Australian imam who's, like, yelling at his congregation because the certain Muslims were caught using urinals. And he goes, you're supposed to pee in the street. Stop using the urinals. It's so funny.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm dead serious. I have it. Oh, it's hilarious.
Do it, Trump. Pardon Snowden. Pardon Assange. Fire Mueller.
No, all no. At once. Start peeing on the streets, President Trump.
All at once, when everybody's asleep, 2 a.m, sign it, have it all ready to go, and then just shock and
this
awe.
Will be a day you
shock and awe. The media wouldn't even know what to do.
Briefly, this is what funds the operation. We need the funding to expand. Free shipping store-wide for the next few days. Massive specials on all of our top-selling products, even though some of them are actually selling out, like Living Defense, 20% off, X2, 30% off, Z-Shield, the new product for detoxification, 30% off, InfoWars, Select Herbal Food, 40% off, Emirates Essentials, 40% off on the outdoor pack. That's the sunscreen, the bug spray, because I want to move it, and we need your support. Thank you all. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, because I got to do it, because I'm in a craze mode. I'm going to do a few live reports off and on, but I'll be off the next 2 days. Joe Biggs and others are coming in. Mike Cernovich, always great having you here in town.
My pleasure.
You have done well, Lord Vader. And then the great crew right behind us putting up with me and the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And it's just so exciting to be alive and be involved in all this. So please keep spreading the word. But I don't want to declare victory unless it's actually due. But it's not that I'm not pathetic. Just Megyn Kelly is even more pathetic. This was a big victory. So...
And congrats again to Saul for winning that big prize, CNN is ISIS.
Absolutely.
$500.
Great job. All right, coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. Spread the word, please.
Genesis.
You are the resistance. You're the power.
Network.
You're the reason we're all winning.